Well, welcome, dear ones, to our midweek church service. Welcome to those on the phone, those listening to the recording. It's good to be back in fellowship with you all, and praise God for his merciful kindness and tender love towards each one of us. We're a day closer to heaven, dear ones, a day closer to getting off of this wicked, sin-cursed earth. And I tell you, when you recognize how intensely wicked this world is, heaven looks so much better. And Jesus makes it all possible. So greetings, one and all. And our opening song for tonight's service is On Christ the Solid Rock I Stand. And amen. Praise his name. My hope is built on nothing less than Jesus' blood and righteousness. I dare not trust the sweetest frame, but wholly trust in Jesus' name. On Christ the solid rock I stand, all other ground is sinking sand. All other ground is sinking sand. When darkness seems to hide his face, I rest on his unchanging grace. In every high and stormy gale, my anchor holds within the veil. On Christ the solid rock I stand, all other ground is sinking sand. All other ground is sinking sand. His oath, his covenant, his blood support me in the whelming flood. When all around my soul gives way, he then is all my hope and stay. On Christ the solid rock I stand, all other ground is sinking sand. All other ground is sinking sand. When he shall come with trumpet sound, oh, may I then in him be found. Dressed in his righteousness alone, faultless to stand before the throne. On Christ the solid rock I stand, all other ground is sinking sand. All other ground is sinking sand. Amen. It's time for opening prayer. And our dear sister Teresa will have that for us now.
Good evening, everyone, and we could bow our heads and, if possible, kneel. Precious Heavenly Father, thank you so very much for this wonderful day that you've given us, the opportunity to grow closer to you and in Christ and in thy Holy Spirit. It's a precious gift each day, each hour of each day. Life is such a precious gift, especially for those of us who have it in Christ Jesus, who have it beyond the physical. So thank you so very much for this day and for the progress I hoped in some measure that we've all made in growing in the grace and knowledge of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And Jesus, thank you so much for revealing yourself to us more intimately day by day as we seek after you with our whole hearts and seek and pray to be more and more in your image unto your glory and the glory of God. Help us onward in this very important task. And Holy Spirit, thank you for leading us, for teaching us and guiding us, for taking of Christ and revealing it, showing it unto us. Thank you for helping us in our mortifications of self, for leading in that, for being with us and comforting us and helping us in the trials, large and small, that we come into day by day. Thank you so much for bringing us together tonight. Thank you so much, Lord God, for this opportunity for believers to come together with you. Pray you would bless this time. I pray that you would bless each one, and you know our hearts and the thoughts of our hearts and the prayers on our hearts and in our minds. And I pray that you would just answer those prayers according to your will, your perfect will. And so be with us all tonight and help us to all gain much from this meeting together in so many ways. I pray you would bless it and bless all of us, that we might be a blessing to you, Lord, in this meeting and in the days ahead. Thank you again so much, dear Lord. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Amen. And thank you, dear sister. Colossians is our study book, and we're in chapter 3 and verse 15. And we left off last time with Paul admonishing the Colossians and each one of the New Testament Christians to put on charity, or agape love, self-sacrificing love. And if we do so, then we have the bond of perfectness. In other words, it's the capstone, if you will, of a perfect life. So you can add to your faith virtue and knowledge and temperance and patience and brotherly kindness and temperance and all of those good attributes and graces. But without love, they all mean nothing. But combined with love, and this is self-sacrificing love, then it will indeed be the evidence of perfection. So that's where we left off last time, and now we start at verse 15 for tonight. And let the peace of God rule in your hearts, to the which also ye are called in one body, and be ye thankful. So after we become perfect, then the peace of God is to rule in our hearts. And this is not talking about an external peace, but an internal peace, a peace that passeth all understanding, a peace that can keep you steadfast and immovable while all around you is in turmoil. It's what allowed Christ to stand before Pilate, to stand before Caiaphas, and not be moved, but have peace in his heart. And this peace is born of God. It's not born of sin. So if you have sin in your heart, unconfessed sin, then there's no way that you can also have the internal peace of God. But if all your sins are confessed and Christ has cleansed you from all unrighteousness, and you stand perfect before God through Christ, then indeed you can have this peace ruling in your heart. Now look what Paul also says. To the which also ye are called in one body. So the peace of God is to rule in your heart, and this is after you have put on the graces of the Spirit. You have Christ living in your heart. You are clothed in His righteousness and stand perfect before God. With this peace of God in your heart, you're called into one body. So we're not called to be independent atoms from one another. We're not called to be separated one from another, but we're called in one body. And that one body is Christ Jesus. But everyone that is in Christ Jesus becomes members one with another. If you try to separate your finger from your hand and let it alone, it's not going to do much. It's going to die because it's disconnected from the rest of the members of Christ's body. So each and every one of us, if we have the peace of God in our hearts, are called to unite together as one in Christ Jesus. And Paul continues and says, and be ye thankful. So when we come together in fellowship, should we come moaning and groaning with disheartened feelings? Should we come together in a sad way? Paul says, with the peace of God ruling in your heart, when you come together, be ye thankful. How can you be thankful when you're going through tribulation? How can you be thankful when you're under great temptation? It's very difficult. But if the peace of God is indeed ruling in your hearts, then your frame of mind is going to be dwelling upon the love of God for giving you that peace. And you can indeed be thankful. I mean, how miserable is it when you're downhearted to go through great struggle of temptation? It adds to your misery. And the devil knows that. And that's why he loves to get you feeling sorry for things. Feeling sorry for people. Perhaps feeling sorry for yourself. And then the peace of God is lost. And then he comes in with his great temptations or tribulations, trials, persecutions, because you've already have been half conquered. Without the peace of God in your hearts, the devil is almost assured of victory. So when we come together, we are to come together thankful, praising God for His many and wonderful blessings, for this internal peace that he has given us, the joy of his salvation, resting in his love and care. And that way we can definitely be a cause of rejoicing, praising God, singing psalms to him, and thus lift the spirits of our brothers and sisters that may be going through a very difficult time. And we can be joyful in tribulations because we know that with God dwelling within us, we are more than conquerors through him that loved us. So let the peace of God rule in your hearts. And when you come together in one body, fellowshipping together, be ye thankful. Are there any thoughts, any comments, any questions before we continue? Okay, continuing, verse 16. Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly in all wisdom, teaching and admonishing one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing with grace in your hearts to the Lord. So when the peace of God is ruling in our hearts and we come together into one body, into one fellowship group, and are thankful, then it's the word of Christ that's to dwell in you richly in all wisdom. It's not your own word. It's not the word of the worldly wise man. It's God's inspired word that's to dwell in you richly and to be brought forth in encouragement and instruction, teaching and admonishing one another. And look how we're to teach and admonish. It's not always just in word, just in sermonizing, if you will, but it's in psalms, it's in hymns, and it's in spiritual songs. Not many people recognize that you can teach and admonish one another by singing a hymn or a spiritual song. Scripture songs are a great way to admonish and to teach, especially children. You get them to memorize the tune, and then they remember the words. And if they find themselves not quite understanding what their duty is, you can start singing that tune or that particular scripture to them, and they remember, and they got that instruction. So teaching and admonishing one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing with grace in your hearts to the Lord. Now notice that Paul didn't say singing on key to the Lord. He said singing with grace in your hearts to the Lord. So this means if you're singing to the best of your ability to the Lord, God accepts it. Because it comes from the heart. It doesn't matter whether you can carry a tune or not. If you're singing with grace in your hearts to the Lord, it is accepted of God. And I praise the Lord that the angels sing along with me so that my own voice can be drowned out. And their melodic voices can indeed bring closer to the reality of praise being given to God. So if the peace of God is ruling in your hearts, then you're going to be thankful to come together into one body so that you can allow the word of Christ that's dwelling in you to be brought forth in encouraging one another, in teaching one another, in admonishing one another. And not just in word, but also in song. And in singing hymns and spiritual songs that come from God's word and that point to God and Christ. And you're singing these from your heart. God accepts this praise of Him. Are there any thoughts or comments before we go to the next verse? Verse 17. And whatsoever ye do in word or deed, do it all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God and the Father by Him. So when we come together, we're to do all in the name of the Lord. So then the words that we speak are not our own words. They would be the words of Jesus. The deeds or the actions that we perform would not be our own deeds or actions. They would be actions prompted by the Lord. And in all of this, we're to give thanks to God and the Father by Jesus. So when we come together into fellowship, then we're to come with converted hearts. We're not to come in our own filthy garments, but in the robes of righteousness from Christ. And this is especially to be the case on the Sabbath. We're told in Isaiah 58, verses 13 and 14, that when we come together on the Sabbath, we're to call it a delight, the holy of the Lord, and honorable, not doing our own ways, nor finding our own pleasure, nor speaking our own words. Then the Lord will become a delight, and He will indeed bless us richly, because self has been crucified and is no longer a barrier. And we will indeed have Christ dwelling in us richly. And we'll be able to give thanks to God for making all of this transformation possible. So whatsoever we do in word or deed is to all be done in the name of the Lord Jesus with thankfulness to God and the Father because of Christ. Now there's no way that you can be thankful to God and all your words and deeds are in the name of the Lord Jesus if you're choosing to sin. There's no way. Because you wouldn't be doing that in the name of the Lord. You'd be doing that in your own name. So whatsoever ye do in word or deed is to all be done in the name of the Lord with thanks to God because of Christ. In other words, whatsoever ye do is to be in absolute righteousness through Christ, which strengthens you. So for those who believe that God's word does not require them to be perfect, require them to live without sin, just do not understand what these words mean that Paul is bringing forth here. Put on self-sacrificing love, which is the evidence of perfection in Christ. Let the peace of God rule in your hearts when ye come together into one body, and be thankful. Allow God's word to dwell in you through Christ. Speak his words. Perform his deeds among the people. Admonish and teach them in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing with grace in your hearts to the Lord. And you will indeed give thanks to God and glory to his holy name, all because of Jesus Christ. And sin will be far from you. God will not allow you to be led into temptation while your heart is fixed on Christ. You can be enticed, but it's not going to have any weight, any attraction to you, because your heart is filled with thankfulness to God. It is only when you take your eyes off of Christ and focus them on the world or yourselves that you no longer have this internal peace, that the word of Christ no longer fills you with wisdom. And thus you end up being drawn downward instead of upward. So whatsoever ye do in word or deed is to all be done in the name of the Lord. And thus all selfishness would be unseen among God's people when we meet together, if we all follow this guideline. What an amazing fellowship experience we would obtain. And what an abundant outpouring of blessings from above would be ours. So here's the step-by-step process, dear ones, to obtaining these blessings. And I pray that each and every one of us will indeed allow Christ to dwell in us, to speak through us, to act through us. And thus we can indeed teach and admonish one another in the words of Christ from the heart. And we will give thanks to God and our Father because of Christ. And this is my prayer. It'd be like a little taste of heaven, dear ones. And each one of us can experience that. Even if we come together and we're the only ones that have the internal peace of God, we can still experience that taste of heaven and you will want more and more of that taste. And praise God for not withholding it from us. All in the name of Jesus. Well, let's go ahead and open it up to a prayer session. Any that would like to begin, please feel free, and I'll go ahead and close up. So please go right ahead.
Lord, I just want to lift up all of us who have family members, first of all, who do not know you in truth and have never been converted, that are in churches of various denominations. I just lift each one up that's affiliated with this ministry, that's a part of, member of this ministry, who has a lost loved one, family member in particular. I lift up that person, that you would give us wisdom, that we would seek for wisdom and understanding and knowledge to do your will and say your words, and all of our witness to them. And, of course, as was said earlier, in our striving to be made into the image of Christ, that they may see him. And also in the hearts of those who aren't converted, that you would draw them unto yourself and Father and Holy Spirit, that you would help them to see Christ in us, and if they're reading the Word, and even just somehow through circumstances, that you would, in situations, that you would draw them. And help us to leave any and all concerns we have for them with you, to cast all of our cares with you, upon you, because you care for us. And we know that you desire more than we do for them to come to the truth. And what a comfort that is to know and to rest in that, and that you are working. And that our prayers matter so much in this regard, and that we are always praying for these, and I know that we are, because you can't help but pray for someone that you're close to and that you love. So I pray that you would just give more grace to this whole situation of lost family members on our behalf and on their behalf. Fruit might be forthcoming, and that we might see some of our prayers answered. But even if we don't see it, whether we don't live and later they become converted or they never become converted, help us to trust in you and to go on loving you, and to not have any fear, not to have the fear of man in any way. And if we suffer persecution, that we would leap for joy, because great is our reward in heaven. If our family members may persecute us, they don't understand. Give us long suffering in these things and great charity with them, and great patience to just keep praying and persevering in it. And thank you so much that we can come to you and bring our deepest trials and heart rendings to you. And you know all about it before we come and say a word. Thank you so much. Bless each one. Bless us in the remaining days until the Sabbath. And I pray that you would help us, help me in particular, to be growing in the knowledge of perfection in Sabbath keeping, that each week I would, and all of us would, seek you for ways to more deeply glorify you on the Sabbath and more deeply to worship you. So thank you for all these things, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen.
Heavenly Father, we praise thy holy name for sending Jesus to make it possible for us to be changed and transformed into a new creature in Christ Jesus, to indeed be born again and renewed each day into his likeness, ever growing and increasing in the knowledge and in all wisdom of God's word, and maturing into that perfect man, woman, or child in Christ. Father, I pray that you will indeed help us step by step to grow in grace, to become virtuous and patient and long-suffering, abundant in goodness and mercy, to be kind and affectionate one to another in godly love, allowing the other to go ahead of ourselves. Help us to experience this internal peace that can only come from you, that can keep us steadfast and anchored in the truth, no matter what we may be going through. Help us to be able to rest in your love, even in the stormy winds of strife and false doctrine. Help us to be so established in the truth that we cannot be moved off of it. And Father, help us to reach out to others in speaking your words, in giving them your admonitions, and in singing your songs of instruction to them, but especially to you from our hearts. Help us indeed to give you glory by manifesting Christ to others. And thank you so much for making all of this possible. Thank you, Spirit, for being our comforter. Thank you, Savior, for being our burden bearer. And thank you, Father, for allowing us to come to you and to be hugged with your strong, merciful, loving arms around us. Thank you, dear Godhead, for making our salvation possible, and that you're coming soon to take us off of this wicked world back home. I pray, dear Father, and also add my second to Sister Teresa's prayer and to all of the prayers here for our loved ones that are outside of Christ. Please send your Spirit to them, and please, Spirit, trouble their hearts. Let them not find satisfaction in the things of the world. Let them long for a better life, for freedom from the spirit of the world and the hustle and bustle of the rat race, and lead them directly to Jesus for this relief, this rest, this freedom. And let us know how to help them, how to help you reach their hearts. And thank you so much for doing so. Thank you that the Sabbath is just a couple days away. And help us indeed the next time we meet to have grown more in grace and have put on Jesus Christ more, so that we may indeed be of an edifying, encouraging, and thankful disposition to help others with whom we meet become the same in Christ. Again, thank you, Father, for thy love, and we love you too. In Jesus' precious name, amen. 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 Well, a scripture song comes to mind. Be perfect, be of good comfort, be of one mind, live in peace, and the God of love and peace shall be with you. 2 Corinthians 13:11. Dear ones, is there anything that you'd like to share? Any questions, any comments, any songs, testimonies, anything else that you'd like to bring forth? Please feel free.
We've been talking tonight of praying for grace and more grace, and I have a little scripture song. I've sang it once before, but it's been a while. It's 2 Corinthians 9:8, and it's like this. God is able to make all things abound toward you, that ye, always having all sufficiency in all things, may abound to every good work. And then I have one other one that's also about grace that I do sing from time to time, especially lately, I think. And it's 2 Corinthians 12:9-10. And it goes like this. And he said unto me, my grace is sufficient for thee, for my strength is made perfect in weakness. Most gladly therefore will I rather glory in my infirmity, that the power of Christ may rest upon me. Therefore I take pleasure in infirmities, in reproaches, in necessities, in persecutions, in distresses for Christ's sake. For when I am weak, then am I strong. Amen, and praise the Lord. Yeah, I can't believe I forgot that. I've been singing that lately, so thank you. You said a little prayer for me on that. I just totally...
Amen, amen, and then praise God for bringing it back to your mind. But yeah, I hate those moments in which you have something prepared and you go right to the point of bringing it forth and then your mind goes blank. But praise God, we have brothers and sisters here that can take up the slack at times when it's necessary. So praise the Lord. Another scripture song comes to mind. But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. They that wait upon the Lord. Isaiah 40:31. Is there anything else that you'd like to share, dear ones, before we close tonight's service? Please go right ahead. I pray, dear ones, that God will go with each one of you, continue to lead and guide you, continue to bring you ever closer to Him and resting more fully in His love, and may His peace indeed fill you to the full and keep you steadfast and immovable in the truth. I'm looking forward to being in fellowship with you once again, dear ones, and pray that God will protect you and will keep you safe until we're all able to come back together in sweet fellowship in Christ's name. So good night, dear ones, and I'd like to leave you with this scripture song. The joy of the Lord is your strength. 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 Nehemiah 8:10.